Many offices and buildings are closed on this Thanksgiving Day, but some are open, including those that serve the needy. Meal programs will provide holiday dinners to hundreds of people. Dozens of volunteers make those undertakings possible. We talk to one of them now as we kick off our Holiday Life's Voices series about people contributing to the community. Duncan Shrout has been working at the St. Ben's Community Meal in downtown Milwaukee for 27 years. As a crowd gathered there for dinner this week, I asked what drew him to work in door ministry at the meal and what keeps him there.
The meal had an appeal to me. It seemed to be something that was really needed. I think that's still the case. I was surprised at what it actually was. And I think that's what keeps me here also, is that it looks like it's one thing, but it's many other things.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, certainly we distribute food, and there are probably over 60, perhaps 70 different churches or community groups that contribute to the food preparation and bring it every day but Saturday. Over time, there's been a health clinic that's been added to the program, also other services. But I think in addition to what the hard services are, there is just a sense that this is what we should be doing, that people like me who have the ability to live a life without economic stress should be reaching out very specifically and deliberately to people who aren't in those circumstances. And I think there are also racial overtones. Sadly, most of the people who come here are either African American or some other so-called minority group, and often face great challenges in obtaining even basic work. And I think the meal, in a sense, is a counterpoint to that in many, many ways. And it's a place of camaraderie. It's a place to a certain degree of friendship. Many of the guests who come here know a number of the volunteers, people like me who've been here for a long time. And I think there's just a sense that in some way or multiple ways we're all in this together. It's hard to say that that's true for everyone, but certainly I think that's true for a number of the guests and a number of the volunteers.
Describe what your duties are in door ministry.
Hospitality ministers are people who greet the guests outside to encourage them. If they have questions about how actual food service works, explain how this is done. But I also think, you know, there's this really unwritten element to the meal, and it's one that has, it's a provocative idea, and that is, why should anyone have to stand in line for food? In this country of such great bounty, we are really saying to the people who come here and to a certain degree the community at large that we stand for the people who come here and who need the food that we provide and need a warm place occasionally and need to be supported and recognized for who they are. So I have never met a guest who wasn't grateful for the opportunity to come here and have dinner, and I'm grateful to them for coming, and I'm grateful that I have this chance. And I wish I didn't, but all of that aside for just a minute, I'm grateful that I'm here to do this work and that I was drawn to this, and that I see the transformations that happen here and the mini miracle, if you will, of the St. Ben's Meal Program.
That's Duncan Shrout, a longtime volunteer at the St. Ben's Community Meal Program in downtown Milwaukee. St. Ben's will serve its Thanksgiving dinner today from 2 until 3:30. You can listen for our Life's Voices conversations throughout the holiday season.